Lads, welcome back to my podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, scribing. What am I, fucking 5-year-old in kindergarten? I want to scribe to a channel and then I want to put diamondite in it and make it explode. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate it. Thanks. And you get it wherever your podcast. I'm also on YouTube. If you want to head over there and have a look. Same content, just same tired face. But yeah, if you want to head over to him on YouTube and also wherever podcasts are available, check out my other podcast with Corey Brooks, my buddy, The Man's ID Show, which for some reason, Corey's been under the weather again. So we have an episode from like a week ago, supposed to go up any day now. And I'll let you know, I'll inform you about that one. Also, come see me live this weekend, Florida, 1819, New Smyrna Beach. I am in Florida, New Smyrna Beach, Madcap Comedy Club. Cannot wait to come back. I love that club. I love that town. Going to have a lot of fun down there. I'm down there for a few days. When I get back, I'm in Delaware. Cannot wait to see you good folks of Delaware. And then I'm off to Kansas City, first weekend in September. I'm at the Irish Festival in Kansas City. Phenomenal show. Myself and Sean Finnerty. And then the two of us are heading to Pittsburgh. To the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. Come on down. A lot of fun. We had a great time in Minnesota this week. So thank you to the hundreds and hundreds of people that came out to see us in Minnesota. I truly, truly had a blast. I really did. I really had a blast. You guys made us feel right at home and we're looking forward to coming back next year. We already put it in the calendar. We're already in the books. Hang on. What the fuck happened over here? Can I add to this? Let me see. Sorry, I'm having a problem with my video thing. Anyway, yeah, I started again over here on the video. Sorry, guys, my intro got cut out. It was just posting dates and whatever. And big thank you to Minnesota, so you didn't miss anything. So here's what I want to talk about this week. This week is, I'm kind of done, right? This is a monumental episode. This is going to be a monumental episode because you'd be like, remember the episode when he did this? Because I'm fucking done, right? I'm really done. The gloves are off. I'm no longer playing the political game. What I mean by politics, I don't mean politics as in Trump versus Biden. I'm talking about the comedy politics. You know, like, because there's an unwritten rule in comedy. You can't say this, you can't say that, because what will happen is you'll piss off some of your fan base if you say this. And now I don't care. Now I don't care, all right? It's what am I going to do? It's a fucking business falling apart anyway, right? All the people that are in charge or don't have jobs anymore, they're on strikes. Actors are selling their houses, you know. And I'm over here, like, I got comics saying, well, don't say that. Like, I know comics who say the most horrendous fucked up shit ever. They don't mean it, by the way, because when we're comics, we just say horrific shit because we try to outdo each other, but we don't mean it. We try to find the funny in the most horrific way, but we never say this thing on a stage or on a podcast or on a post or on social media. Because we don't want someone to go unfollow and now you're not going to show up and give me your $25 at the Chuckle Fuck in Des Moines. Never been to Des Moines, but I'm sure it's a lovely town, but I'm using it as an example. But I'm kind of done. This is my, you know, and you know, here's what I just don't give a shit. If you don't want to come to my show, don't come to my shows. Do not come, because here's the thing, you weren't going to come anyway. You weren't going to come to my show anyway. So don't go, you know, and don't say unfollow. Just please leave. Just unfollow me and leave. Do me a favor, do you a favor. You don't need a dramatic, you don't need to fucking storm out like it's Thanksgiving, all right? And you had a fight with somebody. Just fucking leave. Don't come, because here's the thing, here's why I'm done pleasing, because I've noticed in the last 2 weeks, that is my social media page. They're my fucking pages, Mick Thomas Comedy, across all of them. And I'll post what I want. And I'll say what the fuck I want. And I'll interact on whatever public page I want. Right? Without you fucking people getting upset and offended. And some people will go, like, I had this one guy, I posted a picture up. It was of Jada Pinkett Smith, bald, totally bald. And I said, Netflix, the Sinead O'Connor story. Now, you might say that's not funny because it's too soon, right? That the beloved Sinead O'Connor passed away. A woman who I followed for my whole life. A woman who I identified with, someone who also struggled through mental health. A woman who was a man who was I'm a big sympathizer of Sinead O'Connor. But I decided, I just go with it. You don't know my fucking feelings towards this woman. You don't know what I've gone through with my own shit. but you just assume that I'm an evil man and I'm going to sit there and make a joke about it. And the joke was not about Sinead O'Connor. The joke was about how fucked up Netflix is and the whole woke, you know what I mean? Like how we're just casting people left, right. And that was a joke. And I don't care who you cast. I don't care. Like, I'm looking at that fucking, what's her name? Rachel Zegler, whatever the fuck, Ziegler. Right, I'm watching that fucking idiot on her fucking tyrannical run, just ruining everything, and I don't care. But then you get in the comments, not funny. Not one guy wrote, "You're not. I've been following you for 2 years, and I don't find you funny. You're that's not. Yes, you do, because you followed me. You followed me. You either saw me at a show, or you saw a post that I like. I posted up a one of my bits. Yes, you do. You do. You found me funny." And then you go, I'm not offended. I just, you're offended. You can admit you're a little pussy. You can admit you're a little pussy because offended is, and Ricky Gervais said this, is that that's not, what I said is not offensive. It was offensive to you. You know what I mean? That's a Gervais quote. Don't say what I said was offensive. You found it offensive. So fuck off. Fuck off. Get on your little fucking tricycle bike with your horn, and just fuck off. I don't need you around. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're not funny. Yes, I am. I swear to you, I am. I promise you I'm funny. I promise you I'm funny. And if I put a comment on somebody else's public page, that's literally an opinion. An opinion. Not even trying to be funny. Sometimes I try kind of be funny, and some of the real people in there will have a laugh, right? Like there's a feminist page I was on the other day, and there's this picture of a girl, and she had a t-shirt on, and the quote was, and I'm paraphrasing, and I said, "I either want equality or jeans with real pockets," right? Now, I found nothing wrong with that post. The person who put that post up went for a joke. It's not the funniest joke, but I know what you're saying, ladies. And what did I put on it? I said, "You can only have one of those things," signed Stephen Levi. Right? Everybody found it funny. Nobody attacked me on that one, right? So that's the type of stuff I'm saying, right? It's like, hey, just a joke, right? Because Levi's jeans, he can't give you equal rights, but he can fix your pockets. That's the fucking point I was trying to make. But I'll put a post up like that, and people will just attack me. "Oh, I went to your page, you're not funny." Yes, I am. I'm really funny. You just came in looking to find something wrong with me. You just came in to find something wrong that you can make fun of. And the fact that I put my product, my art form, my livelihood public, right? I don't come to your job. I don't come to your factory floor and walk up and go, "That's not a U-bend. That's not, you're making U-bends for toilets. That's the worst U-bend I've ever seen." Because it probably is a great U-bend. It probably is a great U-bend, but I don't know. But I'm done. I really am. I'm done saying stuff like, "I'm only kidding. This is a joke." I'm not explaining this is a joke. I'm not explaining that. Like, I saw, what's his name, fucking, like, they posted all over the news this week on social media. It was on the news, like the CNNs, the WN, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, all the lefty ones. Wayne Brady comes out as pansexual. That's news. Wayne Brady, nothing against Wayne Brady. Nothing against the guy. If you don't know who he is, black fella on Whose Line Is It Anyway? He's a comedian. I don't know if he's a stand-up. I think he's an improv guy. I don't know. But I put on there was like, "Hey, I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were just publicizing things that nobody gives a shit about." Wow. Things I don't like. Fucking hell. My point is, he said he's pansexual. Is this news? Because everybody in Hollywood is doing something now to make themselves get in the fucking... And why is pansexual? If you don't know what pansexual is, by the way, congratulations. You never fell into the fucking dumb shit. You never fell into the circle of letters and the fucking... You know those game shows where you get into a tank and all the money is blown around and you have to grab them? You're not involved in that game. That's what it is. You get pushed into one of those doors and all again. But you know those game shows where you're stuck in the booth? Right, you're in a booth and then all the fucking money, and that's what it is. You're in a booth. That's what we are in a life. We're in a world of pronouns and rules and unwritten things that we're supposed to jump on board and fucking accept. And you have to accept it, because if you don't, you don't walk out with pronouns under your arms. You walk out with, like, you probably lose your job, lose your livelihood. You're a terrible person. You're a bigot. You're raising a family of bigots. You're all bigots, every last one of you. right? And that's the word. So, and anyway, so that's what pansexual basically means you can be attracted to all the genders. Let's call it bisexual, only two. Sorry, I might upset you, only two, all right? Boop, boop. One, two. I can count them again. One, two, right? I saw this interesting post. If you don't believe me, and it's not a dig, this is not a debate. This is not a debate, right? Someone made a very good point that if you have a desert, if you have an island, all humanity is gone, except you have 100 people. But if you have 90 women and 10 men, sounds like a good time, right? It'll come back in 100 years, population will have survived. But yet, if you have 90 trans women and 10 biological men, society will have died. Get my point. Anyway, I'm not here to debate. I'm not trying to gaslight. That's one of the words. Anybody into a conversation or that kind of stuff. But I write that about Wayne Brady, and I got nothing against anybody. I got no fucking hate in my heart for anybody. And yep. I'm a bigot. That's the thing. You're a bigot. Or I was a racist because so on a Marvel page, I'm wearing a fucking Spider-Man hat. I like Spider-Man. Right? I'm watching I'm on a Marvel page on Facebook. Name a Marvel movie that you could do without. Black Panther 2. That's what I said. Black Panther 2. Yeah, that's because you're a racist. Of course it means that. How about the movie was shit? Right? And I could debate why the movie was shit with you. Was it the fact that it was an all-black cast? That it was directed by a black person? Nothing to do with it. The fact that it was forced because the main star of the show was gone and you tried to build up the same thing without the same main star. It's shit. It was rushed. It was forced. Shit movie. I don't even have to explain myself, but I did. But you're a racist. Why? Why am I a racist? Because I didn't like a movie? You know what? Here's the thing. Like, I remember when racist was like, you would like just... Like, and again, we think of racist. I've said this point 100 times. We think of white versus black because that's what they do. That's the best fight. That's the best one, right? That's where you're going to put your money. White versus black. That's where the news is. White versus black. It's never brown versus another kind of brown, right? But anyway, it's, you know, so I just didn't like it. And like you're, but anyway, so remember when racism, like, you know, a racist would be like in a movie like Mississippi Burning. You know, dog, that guy, and they were like, you know, someone would go into a store and buy something, and we don't like your kind around here. Right? Remember those guys? Like, that was what, 12 years, it's like other movies, right? Selma, right? That's what racism was. You know what I mean? And now, I didn't like Black Panther 2. Love Black Panther 1. Love Black Panther 1. Black Panther's one of my favorite characters. Love King T'Challa, right? He played the best version nobody else could do. Right, but still, I'm a racist because I didn't like the follow-up to that. So this is what they're doing. This is what they do now, right? When I say they, I'll get into they in a second. Right? Here's what they do. They go, you're a racist. You're a bigot. No, I'm not. If you look up racist, you look up bigot. I don't fit that category. Hang on a second. Let me just change some things around. Now, there you go. Now we've just changed what bigot and racist means. Ha ha, you're one of them. And here's the thing. Here's the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to get to. Look, it's an observation. It's not an opinion. It's an observation based on my travels around the country, based on the, dare I say, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people I've stood in front of and performed. My experiences. People. Now, I'm not going to do this anymore, by the way. I'm not going to explain to you where I am politically, because I hate all politicians. I've never picked a side. Why do I not pick a side? Because in 10 years, the side I kind of liked are now fucking up. So now, like, oh, but I'm kind of already, like, it's, I just don't want to do, I don't trust any of them. I don't think we have anything in common with politicians. We never will. I think they're out to secure their own future, not what's best for the country. I truly believe that, right? I really believe that. So I've never picked a side. I don't believe in, like, and everything like liberals versus conservative. I think deep down we're all liberal. Like, we are all liberal. If you're a good person, we do kind of, and what I mean by being liberal is we want people to be happy, healthy, equal rights. Nobody doesn't want equal rights. And you might say, well, you don't. You saw 4 or 5 people online throwing some their anger because they hate their lives, like most of you who get angry at me on Facebook and Instagram. And you just go with it, right? You fucking just, you assume everybody is, is guy like liberal people, right? Like liberal versus conservative. That's what it is. But I think we're all deep down liberal. I think like when God forbid a school shooting happens, I don't think anybody goes like I don't think an immediate a conservative goes like after a school shooting, this just in, school in pick a town, shot, bunch of kids dead, nobody goes, oh, they're coming for our guns now. I guarantee they stop, take a moment and go, fuck. Children have died. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like everybody, I think, deep down has a good heart. But then it's not even about liberal versus conservative anymore. Like, these are the type of people I see. It's left-leaning, right-leaning, but they all, and it's not even far left, far right. You all lean into it. They lean into it. So from my experience, going back to what I was saying, I went on a bit of a ramble there. From what my experience at comedy shows, the people who lean a little bit right, they have more fun. Left, let it go. You're angry all the fucking time. You're so angry. Everything annoys you. Everything makes you upset. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't... Most people who attack me when I click on their page, it's fucking flags and it's hair colours and it's shaved heads and it's obesity. It's never like... You're not having fun. Whatever way you're decided to lean, try, look at, lean the other side. You might, the right side are always having, they're fucking shooting guns in a fuck. Remember you grew up as a kid? Remember you're a kid, you went down the street, lads, you played the A-team. You made, how many lads made that noise when you were my age? We all did. Bam, bam, bam. That's a sheep. If you're watching, I'm holding up a gun. Right, we all made those noises, kids. Nobody went out as a fucking 7 or 8 year old after watching the A-team on Saturday and you ran out with all your friends. You'll be B.A. Baracus. I'll be Hannibal. I'll be Face. You'll be Murdoch. Who are you going to be? Well, I'm going to be the guy that makes sure everybody gets treated equally. No, you something happened to you along the way where you fell into that thing and your anger came out and you go, oh, I can yell at people now and get away with it. Like I can take my ball and go home. The right people don't do that. The people on the right, they go, fucking just get on with it. They shoot guns. They have fun. You know what I mean? Like, they're more attractive. The people on the right, they lean right. They have fun. They let it go. They're not stressed looking. They don't wrinkle as quick. They just tend to be more attractive. And that, again, is an observation. When they go to a comedy club, they're never upset. They always have fun. Granted, there's one or two that if you make fun of someone on the right, they get upset and they fucking throw stuff. Not a fan of that. But in general, like when I go to a comedy club and they go, we're here for a fundraiser, I go, perfect, what are we here for? We're here to raise money for fucking blah, 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 blah. Got it, right? It's fucking whatever it is, fucking branding a cow, whatever right thing it is, jet skis, whatever the fucking fun, they're here to have a great time, cancer research, whatever it is. And they want to laugh, they want to let go, and nothing offends them. But then you go to the other side and goes, well, there you can't. And we always get these warnings, by the way, when we do these benefits, when we do a left-leaning show. And you don't know it, so you can hang up and click, turn this episode off, but it's true, this is my experience. Hey, they don't want you to mention this, they don't want to, don't say anything about that, and don't say anything about that. Fuck off. Fucking just have fun. Ladies, on the left, rinse the colours from your hair. Slap on a bit of rouge, bit of lipstick, go out and get laid. You might change your perspective on life. Stop being angry all the time. Stop going out there fucking, oh, you said Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady's a lovely man, I'm sure. Right? That was news. Like, that was news for you people. Like, that, you know what? And we've all known the media's great at covering up stuff, right? Like, nobody wanted to mention that Maui caught on fire and nearly burnt down, right? Maui is gone. It was basically wiped out. But then nobody kind of talks. It was also that, you know, not so long ago that they had this convention saying, hey, how about we make Maui this new e-thing? This, everything is going to be electronic. Everything is going to be social, this, that, the other. It's going to be built by AI. Oh, look what happens. Maui is gone. Maybe we can rebuild. Anyway, I'm not saying that's a coincidence. I'm not saying that's a conspiracy, but it is a coincidence. So I just think the news aren't even hiding any good stuff anymore. At least with the Hunter thing, the Hunter and the Biden shit, at least they swung for the fences. Fucking aliens. Wow, you guys really know how to distract the crowd. You guys really know how to pull off an illusion. Now you're like a cheap cheap magician on a cruise ship. You're not even trying. I can see the cards in your pocket. Is that your card? It's up your fucking sleeve, mate. Right? It's like, ooh, Wayne Brady's pan. Don't look at this, what we're doing with Maui. Look at him. He likes all of the things. Let's congratulate him and fight amongst ourselves about how we should give a shit about this. Unfucking real. Who do you call it? That Rachel Zegler one is in for the fucking Snow White. These fucking feminists, man. Just make the movie or don't make the movie. She's walking around in a fucking costume that looks like she got from Party City. It's called Brown fucking Snow Brown and the fucking Seven Gender Neutral Forest Creatures is what it is. And she's out there on the fucking, on the red carpet, shitting all over the original. Like, shitting on it. Like, never go. Like, I've seen remakes of movies and the guys come out, I don't know how I'm going to live up to that, man. Like, when they take up the new Spider-Man or the new Batman, they come along and they go, hey, listen, I don't know, you know, Christian Bale left big shoes to fill. Tobey Maguire, Andrew, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try do the right thing. James Bond, right? Wolverine, he's been Wolverine for 100 years, right? But I don't know how we're going to. This bitch walks in just fucking, you know, and the, you know, it's about a show about a guy, a movie, she didn't even watch it, a movie about a man who stalks a girl. Creepy, creepy. Like, watch her interviews. It's creepy. Prince Charming, because in the last 5 minutes, you dumb bitch. The only one who's doing the stalking on that one is the actual fucking witch who, last time I checked, had a pussy between her legs. Walks right in, leans on the fucking window and looking in. Are you all alone, little girl? I don't see a man. There's no man in that movie doing that. There's no man in the movie doing that. And it's not like, we don't know, Andrew, because I guess he's the guy who plays Prince Charming in this fucking movie or whatever. We might even cut his scenes. I don't know. Fuck, this fucking feminine feminist movement is fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. Because you're getting more and more proven that you fucking do need us. Because you know why? Because you're coming across this shit and all your shit's tanking. So stop acting, and I've said this before, we need you, by the way. This is not me shitting on women. We need women, women need men. Why can't we just fucking say that? This whole fucking boss bitch attitude is fucking insane. This double standard for women, right? Like, you could, I listen to a bit of music, right? You could have, there's a song about the chick. The chick sing the song about Goodbye to Earl. You know that song? And it's about how they laugh and joke about how they murder someone. Granted, Earl gave the girl a bit of a slapping, right? Not a fan of that. Gave Earl a bit of a slapping. Earl gave the girl a bit of a slap and she calls her friend in. What did they do? They poison his beans and then they drive out and they bury the body and they're laughing in the song. And the video's all hilarious if you watch the video and the cops are like, oh, well, I guess we can't find the body. We're laughing. What if you have some? What if you have Jason Aldean does that same song? You know, I got into a fight with my girl, man. She slapped me. So me and my friend, he flew in from fucking Atlanta. And then what we did is we poisoned her and then we buried her out. People are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Jason. What the fuck, man? You can't do... You already got away with the small town shit. Now you're talking about murdering women? That is too much. Yeah, but she did it. Doesn't matter. They're women. They're oppressed. They're not equal to us. They need equal rights, so they should be allowed to write songs about murder. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. You know, what about Carrie Underwood? Smashing up everything, blowing everything, because he won't cheat on me. He cheated on you. That was... Leave him. Leave him. Fucking stab the fucking... She stabs his tires, rips his seats, fucking smashes the shit out of it. Right? What if Bruno Mars brought that song out? And then I took a bat and I smashed up her car. Whoa, whoa, Jesus, Bruno. What are you doing, mate? You can't do that to a woman's car. That's assault. That's toxic masculinity. But these bitches can do it. These fucking bitches can fucking swing for the fence. What's the only song we have in country where a man complains? Take your cat and leave your... Take your cat and leave my sweater. And even them, the fucking animal rights people are like, whoa, the fuck did the cat do to you? You know what I mean? You can't... Fucking unreal. Unreal. You need to fucking let it go. Stop being angry, people. Stop being angry. Stop fighting over shit that doesn't fucking matter to you. You have a good life. You have a good life. And here's what I mean by that. If you're out there complaining about someone's gender, and this is to fucking both sides of you. If you're complaining about this fucking gender, and you're complaining about who plays who in a movie. If you're complaining about fucking, you know, oh, if we want fucking... If you're complaining about this shit, you have a good life. Be grateful for it. Be thankful for it. You have no reason to be mad. You have no reason to be angry, screaming into a fucking void, just yelling out there. You have no reason to do that. You have a good fucking life. All right, that's all I'm saying. So anyway, moral of the story is I'm done. I'm done hiding. I'm done saying shit because the industry, they'll look back over your fucking stuff if you get a sitcom deal. Well, we were going to give you a TV show, but then we found out you said this. I don't care anymore. I don't give a shit. It's all fucking over anyway. I want to go say what I want to say. I want to have fun. I want to go out into the audiences and I want to make, I want to tell them jokes. I want them to receive those jokes as jokes. And if you find it funny, fucking laugh and guffaw. If you don't find it funny, go, I didn't like that one. Say it to yourself though, right? And we move on. And then you know what? There'll be another comedian coming up right after me, or there'll be one before me that maybe hopefully you did like. That's your behavior. Do unfollow. Do that. Shh. Just leave. Leave. You're not that big. You're not that important. I promise you, you're not. I promise you, you are not that important. Just leave. You don't even have to, like, you know when you used to sneak out of a girl's house when you went into a one-night stand? Like, I don't want to fucking talk to this bitch in the morning. And you would, like, hold your shoes and sneak out of the house. Put them on. Put on your clogs and just fucking cloppity-clop. Leave. I don't care. You don't. Just get out. I don't care. So I'm done. I'm done explaining myself. I'm done having to say, you know, before. And I don't, you know me in politics. I don't like, I'm just done. I'm going to say what I want, when I want, how I want, to whoever the fuck I want. And if you don't like it, just give it an unfollow, right? Because I got nothing but fucking love in my fucking heart for everybody. I genuinely want to go out and just tell jokes and make people laugh. I'm not out there to be a nuisance. I'm not out there to make anybody's day worse. If you look at some of the comments I put up there, it's never attacking anybody. It's just a comment. It's just a joke, all right? So simple as that. Either like it, don't like it, stick around, or fuck off. Anyway, that's the episode. Thanks for liking, sharing, subscribing, and coming on back. I appreciate it. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.